from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
My spies are telling me you're listening to Christos Vincit Anywhere, episode number 127.
Right now!
It's time for a Christos Vincit Anywhere Spy Wednesday special! And now, your stalker for the night, Brian Michael Page. Busted!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Bionis Michaelis Pagina. And we are in Holy Week. We welcome you to our 127th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. Well, sorry I didn't have a show up this past Monday. I've been in the middle of reworking the website one more time. And then I thought yesterday morning, how about something totally different? You know, since I have no masses to play for Easter or even the Triduum, that didn't give me any music to brag about for another Easter special. However, I did play an extraordinary form mass for Palm Sunday. You know, so I figured, why not something totally different? Why not have a Spy Wednesday special? So here it is, your Spy Wednesday special. I do have some hopeful news for you. I have an interview for a music director's position at a parish in the Diocese of Fall River. And that'll be on the Tuesday of Easter week. It's not a high-paying position. The church is rather small. But it'll definitely keep me in practice. Not to mention, I'll be building another program almost from scratch. More on this story as it develops. Now, let's kick off our Spy Wednesday special with a visit with them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, jungle screechers, and a happy Spy Wednesday to ya. Well, here we are in Holy Week. In both forms of the Mass during Holy Week, all the days of Holy Week, trump any and all feasts that would normally fall on these days. Even the seemingly lesser days, like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Holy Week, trump all. This is the Holy Week. A couple little things I want to go over within these days. Now, in the extraordinary form, the Passion, according to St. Matthew, is read on Palm Sunday, St. Mark on the Tuesday of Holy Week, and St. Luke on Spy Wednesday. Now, in the ordinary form, the Palm Sunday Passion goes according to year. This year it was St. Matthew's account of the Passion. Last year it was Luke. Next year it'll be Mark. In both forms, the St. John Passion is read on Good Friday. Now, as a reminder for the Easter Vigil in the ordinary form, of the seven Old Testament readings, at least three of them must be read. Though, in a dire situation, it can be chopped down to two. Of the chosen readings, one of them must be the third reading. From the end of Exodus 14, the story of Moses and the Israelites as they triumph over Egypt. And finally, don't forget that on Easter Sunday, the Easter sequence is mandatory. Victime Paschali Laudes. In the ordinary form, it is sung between the Epistle and the Alleluia. In the extraordinary form, it is sung between the Alleluia and the Gospel. For great stories on great feasts and saints, we recommend you check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Christos Vincit semi-live.
Riding high with the bitmap.
Why, howdy. This here's the bitmap. Long time no see. Man, it's been windy here lately. I'm riding the dusty trails of Dighton, Massachusetts. Now, Dighton is this little town just west of the city of Taunton, where the old dog track used to be. But I ain't riding no dog. I reckon I'm riding a horse. Well, last Sunday was Palm Sunday, and I hear there was this extraordinary form of the Mass that took place at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. They did this thing called Ritus Simplex. I believe that means simple rites. Of course, when attendance is still a bit short and you don't have the choir you really want to have high Mass, Ritus Simplex is the way to go. It goes like this. First, the priest and the servers enter. They get the censer. You know, the thurible. The thing you swing around for the incense, you know? Blows a lot of smoke. Just like me. And then they head for the table at which the palms are placed. Well, during that entrance, there was this hymn. And it sounded like this. Yes, I reckon that be all glory, Lord, and honor. And you're going to hear that same thing in Latin in a few minutes, but to a different tune. Now, once that's done, the palms are being blessed, and you're going to hear this lovely short little chant. Called Hosanna Filio David. That is, Hosanna to the Son of David. By the way, you can get complete translations of this and the next two chants you're going to hear on episode 121, which covers them their Palm Sunday chants. Now, once the palms are being blessed, the varmints come up and get their palms, and then they go back to their seats. At that time, this little chant is sung. Now that one there is called Pueri Hebraeorum, or the Children of the Hebrews. Now if this had been the solemn rite, there would have been song verses sung along with those two antiphons. However, this being the simple rite, only the antiphons are sung. And now the varmints are back to their seats and they stand for the gospel reading of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. After that gospel reading, the people take part in the shorter version of a procession. Now at that time, they sang this.
Gloria laus et ad votibi sit, rex Christe redemptor, cui pueri ledecus, propsito sanabimus. Israel,
which the earlier English hymn we played, "Oh Glory, Lord, and Honor," was translated. Now the people get back to their seats again, and we have the collect, and then right to the passion. And from that point, it's low mass in the usual way. The next thing that they did was the offertory. And it sounded something like this. Oramus Te Christe by Theodore Dubois. And that comes from his musical setting of The Seven Last Words of Christ. And now, here's our communion hymn.
Defectui genius.
stranger to Catholic repertoire. Pange lingua gloriosi. Or sing my tongue the Savior's glory. The beloved Eucharistic hymn written by none other than St. Thomas Aquinas himself. The chant melody is mode 3. Now, finally, here's our recessional hymn. Closing hymn, O Sacred Head Surrounded, the beloved Passion Chorale. Starting to cloud up out here. I best hustle on out of here before it gets crazy. Uh-oh, too late. We'll be back as soon as this mess lets up.
Eureka! My new weather machine is working! Yee-haw!
Don't do this at church.
Hosanna, Filio David! Benedict!
Bam! 2 for 2!
Did you know that Jesus had a spy? Yep, Jesus had a spy, all right. Unfortunately for Jesus, that spy was working against him in secret. Though this spy would deny it, Jesus knew that someone, one of his own disciples, was out to get him hung. Hung on a cross to die. To boot, Jesus knew exactly who it was deep in his heart. Amen, dico vobis. That is, amen, I say to you. One of you will betray me. No, it wasn't Peter, though Jesus did predict correctly that Peter would deny him 3 times before the cock crows.
"Surely it is not I, Rabbi," Judas proclaims. Jesus replies with the words, "As you say so," which translates in today's American slang as "whatever," or, as you may hear it interpreted on Maury Povich's show, "whatever." Judas got his 30 silver pieces from the chief priests and eventually did his dirty deed. He embraced the Lord as a signal to the chief priests, who followed the signal and arrested Jesus. Later on, in the Passion, Judas, of course, realizing what he had done, tried to repent to the chief priests that he was wrong in giving them our Lord, and even tried to give them back 30 silver pieces. Of course, by then the damage was already done. The chief priests got exactly the man they wanted. They could care less about the 30 lousy silver pieces. Judas then hangs himself. We all know the events from there. Thus the signs of some of the earliest espionage to take place in the year of our Lord. And now, another fugue movement from Jeffrey Hall.
Thank you.
Then you heard Jeffrey Hall once again, and this time Contrapuntus Sextus from the Art of Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach. For more information on the Art of Fugue, check out Jeffrey's website at www.flagmusic.com. They have all sorts of information on the fugue itself and on the various movements. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the Palm Pilot. Yes, that's Pilot as in Pontius Pilate. Today we have the Hosanna edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and the elements you will hear in today's edition pertain to the procession of the palms that takes place on Palm Sunday, especially if that's one of those street processions. So here we go. The Good. Hosanna Filio David, or the translation Hosanna to the Son of David, using the Mode 7 chant tune. The Bad. The King of Glory, led by someone using a piece of palm branch for a guitar pick during a procession. The Ugly. The King of Glory, led by someone doing that goofy Stephen Colbert dance to said song while in procession, and strumming the guitar with said palm branch guitar pick at the same time. By the way, there's a link to that dance video in the show notes today. Christos Vincit. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
Finally, Seamus picked the right target. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. I have a word of thanks to those who voted for Christos Vincit the Blog in the 2008 Catholic Blog Awards. We didn't win any categories, but just like last year, we got our name in there. Don't forget to visit us at Christos Vincit Anywhere's interactive corner on our main page of ChristosVincit.com. There you'll find a link to Podcast Alley, where we need your votes. You'll find a link to Dig.com, where we need your digs. You'll find a link to our message boards, where you can send us feedback. You'll find a link to our newest group on Facebook called Fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere, as well as my own Facebook page. Finally, don't forget to cast your vote in the 2008 Blogger's Choice Awards for Christos Vincit Anywhere for Best Podcast and Christos Vincit the Blog for Best Religion Blog. Links for all of these will appear in today's show notes. And I thank you for your support. I want to offer, too, a big congratulations to three of the blogs that I usually frequent. I'm going to include them in today's show notes. But these are three blogs that actually won in various categories. Funniest Catholic Blog rightfully went to, once again, The Current Jester. The teen blog, The New Liturgical Movement, won in at least a couple of categories. And one of the biggest winners this year is Father John Zulstorff in his blog, What Does the Prayer Really Say? So congratulations to these much-deserved winners.
Can I help you? Yes, I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please.
I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5x11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, At the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, "Listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at ChristosVincit.com." This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Happy Easter and peace.
Un, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere and Christos Vincit TV.
Made on a crappy PC.